In the seventh episode of this series, we look at building next level leadership. We hear from Sean Tennyson, the founder of Property Point and a social entrepreneur who is passionate about developing people through mentorship. In his personal business and leadership journey, Sean has always made it a point to seek out people who have walked the walk and are able to impart wisdom and guidance. Sean is determined to be accessible to those who can benefit from his knowledge and experience. Enjoy it.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique context on the African continent.
Hi, I'm Sean Tennyson. I would describe myself as a social entrepreneur, playing various roles within the impact space in South Africa. Key positions that I hold is I'm a CSR and transformation executive at Growth Point Properties. I'm also founder and CEO of Property Point and Entrepreneurship to the Point. I'm also quite actively involved in the chamber movement as the president of the Johannesburg Chamber of Commerce and Industry. I have a keen passion and believe it's part of my purpose to really focus on the development of people. One of the key focus areas that I had earlier on in my life was to say that one is to be actively involved in the development process of others. And I chose entrepreneurship or economic development as a key interest of mine, purely based on the saying, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for one day. If you teach him how to fish, you feed him for a longer period. But if you unpack the fishing industry and give him the tools to be able to build industry, you feed him for generations to come. The ability to help small businesses with the skills and the insight and the access to market opportunity becomes something that you are not just impacting one person's life, you are impacting their families, you are impacting the people that they employ and the families of those employees. So it becomes quite a broader aspect of impact for me. It's the ability to give someone else that opportunity to have a broader impact has been really what has driven my passion in this space. If we start looking at a lot of the kind of impact space and social space, you know, education is a keen passion of mine as well. But just the ability to give someone the tools to make a rand and make that rand turn into 100 rand, into 1,000 rand, into millions, allows them to have a broader impact in society. If we look at the role of mentorship in the work that I do, I think a mentor really represents the ability of someone that has walked the walk, that has done something, and someone that you can learn from. In my own journey and career, I always sought out those people that I can learn from. And I did not have any specific mentors per se. And I think that was an interesting journey on its own because it was saying how accessible are people to those that need the assistance. And the lesson that I took from that is that I would be more accessible to people in order to mentor them, because I did not necessarily have that accessibility earlier on. Some of the key elements that came out when I was on seeking others' input was that you have to ask. People are willing. If you ask, if you knock on the door, someone's going to answer and people will be willing. I think sometimes we believe that others that have made it should just give back or should just teach or should just share. Sitting in the other side of the fence, now that I'm mentoring others, it's when people ask you that you can give an answer. So mentorship for me, it's a two-way road for as a mentee, and I still seek out mentors in the marketplace. As a mentee, I have to go out and ask, I have to seek. And as a mentor, I need to be accessible. In the work that I focus on in terms of really mentoring and supporting entrepreneurs, as a mentor, you need to have empathy. And empathy really speaks once again about being able to put yourself in that person's shoes. And I think in the context in which we find ourselves in South Africa, we are such a diverse country, that, you know, we need to have that level of empathy towards one another. Where does that person come from? What has shaped their thinking? You know, what has shaped their mindset? So I think for me, one of the critical things is never try and come across as a mentor as if you know it all. Because the expert is the person that's walking that journey. For me, in the entrepreneurship space, the expert is that individual that decided to start their business with the level of conviction that they have, and the level of experience or passion that they have. And your role as a mentor is to be able to help them mold the journey. As a mentor, I try and provide tools to empower decision making. As a mentor, the ability to provide optionalities and options or scenarios based on your own experience that you can put in front of a business to say, you know, based on the decision, these are the consequences of the action. But allow that person to be able to make their own decision. I'm a firm believer of sometimes you're going to have to fail, or sometimes you're going to have to fall, or sometimes you're going to make the wrong decisions. As a mentor, your role is to pick up that person once they've made the wrong decision and still continue walking with them. In entrepreneurship, we always say it's a very lonely road for someone to take on the opportunity of running their own business. And mentors then plays that role alongside them to encourage them, to motivate them, not to judge, not to judge certain decisions that they make, but it's to hold them accountable for those decisions, but giving them the assistance and the hand up once again in order to take what they're doing forward. I've been able to have the privilege to work with a lot of teams within my organizations. And for me, I think one of the greatest pleasures and privileges that one can have is the ability to develop someone else. Early on in my journey, what I've realized is that I have a passion to be able to take someone, whether it's someone coming into an organization new, whether it's an intern, or whether it's just the ability to see potential in someone and start assisting them and molding them in a way that they can reach their full potential. I often say that part of my job is a chief potential officer, and that is really seeing the potential in others. When you are building that leadership complexity within your organization, there's a couple of things that comes to the fore for me. Is one is that as a leader yourself, you need to be able to demonstrate what the right things are. So your own behavior and your own ability to really lead by example becomes critical for those that you are leading. We don't realize how much other people are constantly watching us as marketplace leaders. And therefore, you need to make sure that you are able to always bring your best. But having said that, the second element for me is the ability to always be authentic. From a leader perspective, you have to be authentic. You are only who you are. I am Sean. I am not perfect. I have my own shortcomings. And I cannot be a different person within one context, whether it's in the workplace or whether it's in the marketplace. I need to be who I am and who I've been created to be. And authenticity becomes critical because I think people see through the fake image that we could easily portray in order to be the perfect leader. There's no such thing for me as the perfect leader, but it's your ability to be authentic to who you are that counts in your favor. I spoke about potential earlier on and helping someone else see their potential. I knew as a youngster growing up, I was quite a withdrawn, an introverted person in a sense, but I knew the potential that I had inside of myself. And I knew that there was, you know, that I was meant to be able to live a purposeful life and that God had a broader plan for that. But I never necessarily verbalized that to others. So your ability to believe in yourself, but also as a leader, then the ability to believe in others when you see that potential becomes critical. Specifically within the marketplace, we don't take the time out to see what other people are capable of or what other people are able to do, or even challenging others to be able to rise up to the occasion. That becomes a critical thing for me in potential, is giving the challenge to people to rise up to the opportunity. So often my staff and the teams I work with say that, you know, I'm leading from the front, and I stretch them in what they're able to do. But their ability to learn to swim quite quickly becomes critical. And once you're able to do that and create that environment where people feel that they can step up, the next thing to do is create an environment where you create the safety nets for them when they do fail. One of the key things for me growing up was and having the thinking that, you know what, I did not have a safety net. I did not have a trust fund. I grew up with my mom as a single mom, and my dad had passed away early on. So knowing that there was not any other safety net, and the only reliance that I had was on me and God, and knowing that I can create a safety net for others makes their ability to step up even greater. So those are some of the core things that I look at and really take away when building other leaders within the team. And I think that the final principle for me that I learned also early on is that always try and create leaders that are greater than you. Do not feel threatened by the potential of others. Do not feel threatened by the abilities of others. If you are able to build legacy, and that's almost leadership legacy, being able to create pathways and opportunities for others that could actually exceed what you've achieved yourself, becomes a critical thing for me as a leader. I think the times that we're living in, you know, is such complex times. You know, when we look at the term VUCA, you know, we are living in a very vulnerable state. You know, we've just come out of a global pandemic. There's a lot of uncertainty, complexity, and just dysfunction. Your ability to navigate that space becomes critical as a leader. And one of the things that I've always said to entrepreneurs as well is that, you know, our ability to develop you is not just to run good businesses, but it's actually to be good leaders out in society, because you become a voice and you're representing someone else when you are speaking up, when you are doing the right thing. And it's not just for your business, it becomes for the broader society. As a Christian leader or a Christian business leader, it becomes quite critical that you are able to, once again, be authentic in who you are. For me, it's not just about being able to give witness in terms of the testimony of my life, but it's also in giving witness in what I do and how I do it. So I spoke earlier on around the whole analogy of being able to give a man a fish or to teach him how to fish. Part of that was also, as a young Christian person, it was important for me to not just allow someone to get the word of God and to be able to and testify around the word of God and just the greatness and the goodness of God, but is to be able to demonstrate that to people. And I think part of being able to develop businesses and entrepreneurs is about being able to restore dignity. The word is not just there for edification. It's for being able to also provide dignity to others. Because we can preach the word, but if people are living in poverty, if people are living in squalor, if people are living with no hope, you know, the seeds that we sow will only go through the surface. But it's our ability to demonstrate by action who God is and who God is through us becomes critical to your testimony.
Join us for the next episode, where we'll hear from Minor Kowela, the Executive Director of Beautiful Gate SA. Minor will discuss building a team culture of courage, trust, and appreciation. If you are enjoying this series, why don't you journey with our business leaders in our exchange groups as they explore each topic together? Visit our website and click on the community page to find your tribe.